American Cattle News. What's happening with input prices for livestock producers? We'll find out after this.
CattleCon's headed to San Antonio, February 4th through 6th, 2025, where farmers and ranchers gather to shape our industry's future. Remember, if you ain't at the table, you might just be on the menu. Check out the latest in ranching at the Texas-sized NCBA Trade Show. Network, learn, and grow your operation. Don't miss this chance to steer the cattle biz in San Antonio, where the Alamo spirit lives on. Visit convention.ncba.org to get registered. CattleCon 2025, where the beef industry meets.
Kate Vaknoris is a research ag economist with the Economic Research Service.
Feed costs really dominate the operating cost category. In 2023, these made up 77% of operating costs for milk, 67% for cow-calf, and 50% for hogs. This is historically an important cost category for livestock. It's not only an artifact of increasing prices recently. That being said, crop prices, we do use crop prices to estimate homegrown feed costs, and obviously the price of crops and is very relevant for the price of feed that livestock producers have to purchase. For allocated overhead costs, just to give you kind of an overview of what these look like for livestock, cow-calf producers have, we estimate that they have very high unpaid labor and capital recovery of machinery and equipment. But for hogs and milk, allocated overhead costs are actually a bit lower than operating costs, with the largest category for both of them being capital recovery of machinery and equipment. So now I'm going to show you some similar graphs that we saw for crops, but for livestock products. For cow-calf, I'll show you these general overview trend graphs and then show you the individual cost category trends like I did for soybeans. But then in the interest of time, for milk and hogs, I'll just show you these kind of general overview graphs before we kind of go into summary. So this is U.S. cow-calf production. You see that total costs, somewhat similar to the crop graphs we saw, increased fairly steeply after 2020. But actually, they've continued to increase into 2023 for cow-calf. Meanwhile, total gross value of production, it continues actually to slope upwards, as it has been in a few recent years.
American Cattle News.